of... Buddy felt his eyes watering. It looked like a troll, except that it was shorter than a dwarf. It wasn't smaller than a dwarf. What Ash felt lacked in height, he made up in breadth, and while on the subject, also in smell.
"How come?" said Cliff. "He's so short."
"An elephant settled me," said Ashfelt sulkily.
Glod blew his nose.
"Only sat?"
Ashfelt was already wearing a Band with Rocks In t-shirt. It was tight across the chest, but reached down to the floor.
"Ashfelt will look after you," said Dibbler. "There isn't anything he doesn't know about show business."
Ashfelt gave them a big grin.
"You'll be okay with me," he said. "I've worked with them all, I have. Been everywhere, done it all."
"We could go to the front," said Cliff. "No one around there when the university's on holiday."
"Good. Got things to organise," said Dibbler. "See you tonight. The cavern, 7 o'clock.
He strode off.
"You know the funny thing about him," said Glod.
"What?"
"The way he was smoking that sausage. Do you think he knew?"
Ashfelt grabbed Cliff's bag and slung it easily over his shoulder.
"Let's go, boss," he said.
"An elephant sat on you?" said Buddy as they crossed the square.
"Yep, at the circus," said Ashfelt. "I used to muck him out."
"That's how you got like that?"
"No, didn't get like this till elephants had sat on me 3 or 4 times, said the small flat troll. "Don't know why. I'd be cleaning up after him next minute. It'd all be dark."
"I'd have quit after the first time, me," said Glod.
"Nah," said Ashfelt with a contented smile. "Couldn't do that. Show business is in me soul."
Ponder looked down at the thing they had hammered together.
"I don't understand it either," he said, "but it looks as though we can trap it in a string and it makes the string play the music again. It's like an iconograph for sound."
They'd put the wire inside the box, which resonated beautifully. It played the same dozen bars over and over again.
A box of music, said Ridcully. "My word."
"What I'd like to try," said Ponder, "is getting the musicians to play in front of a lot of strings like this. Perhaps we could trap the music."
"What for?" said Ridcully. "What on disc for?"
"Well, if you could get music in boxes, you wouldn't need musicians anymore."
Ridcully hesitated. There was a lot to be said for the idea. A world without musicians had a certain appeal. They were a scruffy bunch, in his experience, quite unhygienic. He shook his head reluctantly.
"Not this sort of music," he said. "We want to stop it, not make more of it."
"What exactly is wrong with it?"
said Ponder.
It's, well, can't you see," said Ridcully. "It makes people act funny, wear funny clothes, be rude, not do what they're told. I can't do a thing with them. It's not right. Besides,
remember Mr. Hong?"
"It's certainly very unusual," said Ponder. "Can we get some more for study purposes, Arch-Chancellor?"
Ridcully shrugged.
"We follow the Dean," he said.
"Good grief,"
breathed Buddy in the huge echoing emptiness.
"No wonder they call it the cavern. It's huge."
"I feel dwarfed," said Glod.
Ashfelt ambled to the front of the stage.
"A one, two. One, two," he said. "A one. One. One, two. One, two."
"Three," said Buddy helpfully. Ashfelt stopped and looked embarrassed.
"Just trying the, just trying out the, he muttered. "Just, trying it."
"We'll never fill this," said Buddy.
Glod poked in a box by the side of the stage. He said,
"They might. Look at these."
He unrolled a poster. The others clustered around.
"That's a picture of us," said Cliff. "Someone's painted a picture of us."
"Looking mean," said Glod. "It's a good one of Buddy," said Ashfelt, "waving his guitar like that."
"Why is there all that lightning and stuff?" said Buddy.
"I'd never look that mean, even when I'm mean," said Glod.
"The new sound that's going around," Cliff read, his forehead wrinkling with the effort.
"The bandy with Rockies," said Glod. "Oh, no, it says we're going to be here and everything," moaned Glod. "We're dead."
"Be..."